With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Winter is coming on strong in mid-America.
Temperatures this morning, International Falls, 14 degrees below zero. Chicago is a little warmer. Temperatures are only in the lower teens. Minneapolis, temperatures are right around zero. So very cold air across parts of the Dakotas, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa. Pretty typical temperatures for a very cold air mass. At the moment, not a lot of records, though.
Bob Orovac, a lead forecaster with the National Weather Service.
A lot of cold air in place across the country. It's really setting up the potential for a pretty, very impactful storm. Anywhere from the plains into the lower Missouri Valley, Mississippi Valley, Ohio Valley, and eventually into the East United States over the next several days.
Also at SRNnews.com, Congress is notified by the Biden administration of a planned $8 billion weapons sale to Israel.
The sale includes medium-range air-to-air missiles to help Israel defend against airborne threats, 155-millimeter projectile artillery shells for long-range targeting, Hellfire AGM 114 missiles, 500-pound bombs, and more. It would add to a record of around $18 billion in military aid that the U.S. has provided Israel since the war began more than a year ago. I'm Julie Walker.
Authorities in Pakistan say that a blast from an improvised explosive device in the country's southwest has killed one person and wounded 35 others. A separatist group called the Baloch Liberation Army claimed responsibility for Saturday's attack, adding the casualty figures are much higher than reported. Danish police investigating a report of some 20 drones over the port of Kej, southwest of Copenhagen. Police have been called to the site by a witness who claimed to have seen the drones that later disappeared at a high speed. Police are trying to determine who owns them, as no permission's been issued for drone flights in that area. More at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Canada sends gender advisors to Ukraine. With more, SRN's Michael Harrington.
And to Poland and to Haiti and everywhere the Canadian military is serving. A new government report states that in Poland, for example, quote, a task force gender advisor was involved in all aspects of this training mission and supported the local defense attaché in connecting with local and Ukrainian-based non-governmental organizations and interested parties. Critics say taxpayers shouldn't foot the bill for Canada to export the LGBT agenda. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Infinity Concepts and Gray Matter Research say evangelical Christians are tithing less to churches these days. The report says the proportion of evangelicals giving to a church fell from 74% to 61% over the last 3 years, and the percentage you gave to a nonprofit or ministry outside of church fell from 58% to 50%. Meanwhile, the proportion of believers who didn't give anything went up. This is SRN News. Say hello to the new kid on the block. Here's John Scott.
The Danish-Swedish Farm Dog is the latest dog in the American Kennel Club's lineup of recognized breeds. The designation makes the breed eligible to compete for many best-in-show trophies. It's also likely to bring more widespread interest in the small, sprightly dogs, and that possibility both gladdens and concerns their biggest fans. Carrie Sagebart is one of the people who worked to get the farm dogs recognized by the AKC. She says it's exciting, but farm dog folk don't want the breed's popularity to grow too quickly. John Scott reporting.
Some businesses use TikTok to grow their business. Small business owners are using the platform in a variety of ways, from growing customer base to advertising and marketing. But by the Justice Department's ordering the app's China-based parent company to sell TikTok or face a U.S. ban by January 19th. You'll find more of these stories online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.